Finding the right healthcare partner for your business isn't easy, but Hancock Wellbeing at Work can help. We're a different kind of program that combines employer clinics with a wellness strategy. And in a lot of cases, we can deliver greater health benefits at a lower cost. See why well-being for your employees is well-being for your business at HancockWellbeingAtWork.org.
They want you to not remember the Durham report. I think you got to know exactly what it said, and you have to know exactly how this government treats citizens. Again, we talk about this war conversation like we did about kids, your children, students. And it's an awful way to have to think. I don't disagree with that. It's an awful way to have to think. Tony Katz, 93 WIBC, good morning. Good to be with you. Find everything at TonyKatz.com. But it is factual. It is what it is. When it comes to your kids and what's going on with education, what's going on with culture, it is when we talk about how the FBI was utilized as a cudgel against American citizens. We have reports of spying and improper use of databases. No, it's not improper use. That's exactly how the FBI intended to use it. It's improper to us. To them, you are to be investigated. Show me the man and I'll show you the crime. That's how the FBI acted with Donald Trump. That's how the FBI acts. That's how they treat people they disagree with who aren't politically aligned. Don't yell at me, FBI agents. Don't find me on the street and say, Tony, how dare you? You know I'm right. We need 10,000 more whistleblowers calling out the top brass so they'll be gone. And then we need to have different elections, and we need to get rid of these politically craven people, whether they're FBI and the DOJ in state. Trump said drain the swamp, but he didn't do it. So we're clear. If he gets a second chance, he better do it. By the way, I have not heard yet from Congressman Jim Banks or anybody else whether or not they're going to try and remove Adam Schiff from committees. Adam Schiff needs to be removed from committees for lying about what happened with Trump and Russia. He lied to America. He perpetuated the lie. He cannot be on a committee. Can't happen. I've got some other people who can't be on committees too. I'll get to that coming up. But when it comes to the Durham report, people like Hakeem Jeffries, who leads the Democrats in the House, say things like this.
Do you have a reaction to the Durham report? And do you believe, are you concerned that this could cause a lack of trust in the FBI moving forward?
Well, I haven't had the opportunity to closely review the Durham report, but as far as I can tell, this is another example, generally, of right-wing conservatives in terms of their reaction to it, trying to make a mountain out of a molehill.
Just want you to know how much they hate you and how lying to you is no big deal. We'll lie to you when we need to lie to you, and that's all there is to it. And you don't have any say, you don't have any choice. That's what Hakeem Jeffries is saying. It's very important to understand what's going on around you. And then it's about how we respond to it, which I will dig into and I'll really get into on Tony Katz today. But getting worked up and being a screamer and yeller over it will not do any good. Actually doing things will do good. That's the stuff that matters. That's what I want to talk about. Tony Katz at 93 WIBC. Good morning.